हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि ब्रह्माक्षरसमुद्भवं तस्मात् सर्वगतं ब्रह्मं नित्यं यज्ञप्रतिष्ठितं। कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि ब्रह्माक्षरसमुद्भवं तस्मात् सर्वगतं ब्रह्मं नित्यं यज्ञप्रतिष्ठितं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इस्कॉन। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Regulated activities are prescribed in the Vedas, and the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, the all-pervading transcendence is eternally situated in act of sacrifice. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshiranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादि पाशात देश तारिणी पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसक्तिकं। यं ब्रह्मावर्णेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदैस्साङ्कपदक्रम उपनिषद्गायन्ति यं स्वामगं ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं। यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। Now we are in chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text number 15. So in this shloka, Krishna is mainly describing about three things. The duties are prescribed duties are mentioned in the Vedas. The second, Krishna is explaining the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And third things, he is pervading everywhere. And he is all situated in all the yajnas. So, first when we see the Vedas, Vedas means knowledge. So, Vedas means knowledge, transcendental knowledge, not the mundane knowledge like it's mentioned in the newspaper or this or that. This knowledge, every day it will be keep on changing. One day they will say something, another day they will say some other things. But in the Vedas, it is whatever it is mentioned, it is eternal. Eternal means ever existing. It will not be changed according to time, place and circumstance. It is always existing. The Vedas means is always existing, not like a mundane knowledge. One scientist will come and say something else, and one scientist will say this flat is, this earth is, they will say flat, and another scientist will come, no, this is not a flat, it is a round, they will say. Some other scientists will come and say, it is no, it is a triangular, rectangular. They will keep on saying something. But the Vedas are not like that. The Vedas are eternally, ever existence. It is eternal because it comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, this all our material knowledge, there is a fault in that material knowledge. But this Vedas, there is no fault. It is because it is come from the perfect person. So there is no fault in the Vedas, because here this material world people are very much imperfect, because our senses are very very imperfect. We cannot see what is there after 200 meter or 300 meter, or even with a binocular if you see, we maximum we can see 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer. After that we don't know what is there. Our sense, our hearing capacity, it cannot hear if we are, say, you know, after, if some people are speaking from after 50 meter, we cannot hear what they are saying. So our senses got the limitation. So that's why our, whatever the knowledge is available in this material world, all imperfect knowledge, not the perfect knowledge. But the Vedas are very, very perfect. It is called Apaurushaya. Apaurushaya means no fault in this one. Because this one, Supreme Lord, that does not have any the hidden agenda. So that's why these Vedas are very, very perfect and very, very pure. But if we say our laws, our law, it is so many, even though so many fault is there, but if you have money, you can go and change the law. It is a very, very funny things. If some people are having so much of money, if they have so many judges is there, very qualified judge, then you can purchase some higher judge, then he will go on to change the law and order. But the Vedas are Supreme Lord, he will not change time to time. So in the Vedas, it's very clearly means mentioned what is the prescribed duty for everyone. So whatever the prescribed duty, we have to follow. Just like man gives a seed and woman produces the child. So this is the mention in Veda, this is the prescribed duty. But nowadays what they are saying, no, we will change it. So whatever the man is doing, the woman will do the work, and whatever the woman is doing, the man also can do. So in this way, they are competing each other. Just like now people are trying to say, no, woman will give the seed and the man can produce the woman. So in this way, all ulta pulta is going on. But Vedas very perfectly mention. So that's why the Vedas are guide for the society. Just like when we follow the rules and regulation of the law, similarly we should follow the Vedas. Just like a law is there, when the green light is there, we can go. When the red light is there, we have to stop it. So similarly Vedas perfectly mention. Just like the company of the rules and regulation of the company we follow. If you are working in certain company, we have to see what is the rules and regulation. If the company is asking to do the work in the daytime, we have to work in the daytime. We cannot say no, I will work in the night time, I will sleep in the daytime. We cannot say. So according to the rules and regulation of the company, we should obey. Similarly, in this material world, if you want to properly, if the material world wanted to properly function, then whatever the Supreme Lord set out in the Vedas, we have to follow. For example, if you are not following the whatever the Supreme Lord is prescribed in the Vedas, then it is called Vikarma. Vikarma means it is unauthorized work. Unauthorized work, that those unauthorized work will create certainly a sinful activities. So that's why Krishna says in the sloka, we should, all the prescribed duties are manifested from the Vedas, are mentioned in the Vedas. So if we want to be free from the sinful activities, then whatever the Supreme Lord prescribed in the Vedas, we should follow. So these Vedas are manifested from the Supreme Lord. Krishna is saying, the first Krishna says, all the prescribed duties are mentioned in the Vedas. And the second he is saying, because these Vedas are manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone should follow the Vedas. There are four Vedas is there. First Veda is a Rig Veda, second Atharvana Veda, Yajur Veda and Sama Veda. This is the four Vedas as mentioned in the Shastra. Then there are so many Upanishads is there. Then there are so many Puranas are there, 18 Puranas are there, 108 Upanishad is there, then Mahabharata is there, Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, there are so many Vedic literatures are there. All these are the Vedas and everything is the manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Then Krishna, in Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, because this Veda is a came from the breath of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Just like when we breathe, only air comes. But when Supreme Lord breathed, the Vedas came by the breath of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is mentioned in Brihat Aranya Upanishad 4.5.11. So, Srila Prabhupada is a perfect Acharya. Because he was studying the Shastra for 40 years. is if you see the teaching of Srila Prabhupada, is a very very amazing. Even an animal, if hears whatever Srila Prabhupada says, even animal can understand. Srila Prabhupada is such an amazing acharya in Kali Yuga. He taught the people very in an easy way. It's not in a complicated way. If we go and see the people nowadays, they talk big things, but they cannot know what they are talking. The people will not understand anything. If some people are talking, if the audience are not understanding, then audience will think, oh, he is talking something very, very great. And this way they will talk. But Srila Prabhupada may explain everything in very detailed manner, what is mentioned in Shastra. Srila Prabhupada always, if you see, he will always give the reference. So here he mentioned in the purport, the Supreme Lord, when he breathed, the Vedas are originated. What is the reference? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4.5.11. But nowadays people, they will talk without any reference. Then Srila Prabhupada mentioned, God can talk by breath. Just like when we talk, some knowledge comes out. When we breathe, the knowledge does not come. So when somebody speaks, we get the knowledge. Just like a teacher in the school, the teacher teaches, the student get by talking. Because this teacher is talking, we get the knowledge. But the Supreme Lord, no need to talk. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speak and Arjuna heard. But the Vedas, all just by breath, came out. Then Prabhupada mentioned, God can eat by eye. So this is a surprising thing. Many people, they will ask, why you people are offering food to the Lord? You know, you are keeping, after cooking, you are going and eating, you are, you know, giving to the Lord. The Lord is standing like a stone. How the Lord is eating? Why you people are simply wasting your time this way? Some atheistic people, they will say. But Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this shloka and this purport, God eats by seeing. Even though in the temple, the Lord is standing, he is looking, he is eating by eyes. Somebody can ask, you know, how the Lord will eat in the eyes. Because we does not know, we don't have the experience how someone will eat by eyes. So we cannot believe. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhitam, Ankani yasya sakalendriya vritti mantim, pashyanti panti kalayanti siram jaganti ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavidaspim govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ankani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti means, Ankani means all the senses, all the parts of his body, Supreme Lord's body. Ankani yasya sakalendriyam, sakalendriya prit, ankani yasya sakalendriyam. His senses will, for example, only by the ears we can hear. We cannot hear by the nose. But the Supreme Lord's, the active in the senses will function whatever the Supreme Lord wanted to see. For example, if you want to see, there are some animal, they just see the male animals see the female animals, the female animals get pregnant. It is not that in the human being they unite, male and female they unite and get pregnant. But there are some animals, just by seeing, they just see the male animal, just see the female animal get pregnant. So in this way, because whatever, sometimes people, they don't believe, because they think if they don't know, they think that it is untrue. But it is not untrue, because we does not know the system, we are unable to digest, we may sometimes think, no, it is not wrong. So, but the Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, the Supreme Lord eat by the eyes. Impregnate, when the material world is created, just the Supreme Lord, just by his eyes, he impregnated all the living entities. For example, when the Brahma is created this body, just the Supreme Lord looked, impregnated all the living entity in each body, and the material world started functioning. So in this way, just like a magician, so we are very fond of, people are very very fond of magician, but we have to remember that the Supreme Lord is a great magician. So he can do anything and everything. Who is just by the, Krishna says, just by the will, he is creating all this planet and everything is creating just like a will. So this, for the Supreme Lord, everything is possible, nothing is impossible. So then Krishna says, the first he said, the prescribed duties are mentioned in the Vedas, and the Vedas are the originated from the Supreme Personality Godhead. Then he is explaining, Supreme Personality Godhead is a pervading in everywhere. The Lord is everywhere. Sarvasya chaham ridisannavishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cham vedaisa sarvai agameva vedyo vedanta krutveda viteva chaham. The shloka Krishna is saying, sarvasya chaham ridisannavishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cham vedaisa sarvai. Krishna says he is the compiler of the Vedas. He is the compiler of Vedas, and he is the give remembrance to all the people. He is giving the forgetfulness to all the people, and he is giving the knowledge, and he is doing everything. So Prabhupada, Krishna explained in this lokam, he pervades everywhere. How can we understand Krishna is pervading everywhere? Just like the king, king is not visible everywhere, but his law and order is in, it is everywhere. Just like, for example, the king is sitting in his palace and he is saying to the citizens, you know, when he says, his law and order is spread everywhere. So like a king is, just like order is there everywhere, so the king is like a considered to be is everywhere. Similarly, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is everywhere. Everywhere present. That's why in Isha Upanishad he says, because he is everywhere, he can manifest in anywhere. Isha Upanishad says he is staying in a very, very far away, and he is staying very, very near to us also. So in this way, Krishna is pervading everywhere. Then Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his this purport, the people are having so much material desires. They wanted to enjoy so much. So they wanted to enjoy so many sense gratification. So the Vedas perfectly knows that, they are aware that, and gradually, you know, train the people to become more and more in the gradual process. Just like, for example, if they wanted to enjoy sex desire, they can marry the woman. They can marry a man as per the Shastra, as per the Vedas. Then they can enjoy and gradually give up this enjoyment, because when he is enjoying, all these desires will be get satisfied, or he will become fed up. So in this way, he will purify. Then he will gradually, after purifying, then he will perform the devotional service by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He will perform the devotional service, then gradually, by following the Vedas, whatever the Vedas it is mentioned, they will gradually go back to Godhead, where our original position in Vaikuntha planet, that is our original home. So in this way, from this shloka, we can understand that prescribed duties are mentioned in the Vedas, and the Vedas are manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pervading in everywhere, and he is there in all this yajna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.